Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Good morning, Guilford Police Chief Butch Hyatt.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
Well, Chaz, first of all, thanks again for getting us on. This is one of those things that a lot of people don't think about. I know I didn't before we started this diaper drive. We started 6 years ago with Bare Necessities out of Madison. This is a Shoreline Law Enforcement diaper drive. Annually, we do it the first 2 weeks of February. You know, anybody who's had kids knows how many diapers they go through in a day, in a week, in a month. And there's a lot of people out there right now struggling to try to make ends meet. Even more today than probably 6 years ago. And, you know, the heroes over at Bare Necessities do really good work all year. And this is our 2 weeks to try and help fill their shelves with diapers through the law enforcement, the Shoreline Law Enforcement, which includes Guilford, Madison, Clinton, Brantford, North Brantford, East Haven, and Troop F out in Westbrook with the state police.
You know, if you think about being a parent, all you want to do is keep your baby fed and warm. Can you imagine not being able to put diapers on your baby?
Yeah.
It's tough. This shouldn't happen here.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you know, some of the things that we didn't think about, and you know, if you think about this, how it can compound is, you know, for a child to be able to go to daycare, they need to have a full day of clean diapers, and if they don't have a full day of clean diapers, they can't go to daycare, which then in turn means the parent can't go to work, which in turn
right.
compounds the issue of trying to make money to pay for those things that they're trying to make ends meet.
That's pretty cool that you guys are doing this.
Yeah, very nice.
I think next year you should have a competition. Which one of these police departments can raise the most diapers?
Nice.
Well, and we kind of have a handshake competition here. It's really not about you know, a competition, but we like to say that we always get the most diapers here. Last year, the six departments collected over 32,000 diapers and almost 25,000 wipes.
Ooh.
So we're looking to go past that this year to help out Bare Necessities.
Oh, that's great! How many of those diapers did Guilford collect?
I don't remember the number completely for us.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to.
You're not a bragger.
We'll find an informant.
That's it. Again, the police departments are in the background here. We come out just to do the collections.
You
can drop off diapers at any one of those police departments in their lobby. They've got a collection point. You know, we've gone one step further. Our Facebook coordinator here, Martina Jacober, put together a link right to Amazon. So this weekend, when it's really cold and people don't want to get off the couch, they can link right to Amazon and send directly to the drive.
Nice.
That's great.
That's great. Chief, do they come in like a men's 42 relaxed fit?
I think we can find something for you.
All right, good. I make some long drives for comedy shows sometimes. That'd be really helpful.
There's a fitting room.
You got to do what you got to do.
Guilford Police Chief Butch Hyatt's on the phone right now. Are you guys doing anything for this cold weather? Is there anything you want to tell the knuckleheads like us to do so you're not out there saving morons like us?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have to go out and do anything crazy, don't go out. You know, that's kind of common sense. And dress for the weather. Even if you're, say I'm going to make a short drive, make sure you got a jacket in the car and maybe a blanket or something like that. So even if you do break down, even if you're out there for a half hour in this kind of weather, you can get really cold really fast. So, just prepare.
I do that in winter. I just throw a bunch of coats in the back of the car because I always think if I do get into an accident, I'm on the side of the road for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get stuck in traffic on the highway, and all of a sudden you your car breaks down, you're in real trouble, So if you got a blanket or a jacket, it's helpful.
Chief, have you ever had to wear a gold thong?
Not in recent memory.
Okay.
I like how he leaves it open.
Right. College years, maybe. Yeah.
Did you see the story about Derek Jeter? So he was on the Tonight Show this week, and they do this segment with celebrities, True Confessions, and they ask celebrities about these, like, urban legends and to see if they're true or not.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Derek Jeter wore a golden thong. He was having a slump, and, I guess it started back in 2002. He played with this guy who had a golden thong hanging in his locker.
We know the guy.
Right.
You know who he is.
Who is
it? Jason Giambi.
Oh, because I remember he was the one that let the story out. I didn't know he was the player that was...
Oh.
Okay. And the player...
Because he was like a slump guy where he would do anything. He grew a mustache for a while.
Right.
He was having a hot streak because I'm not shaving the mustache.
Break a bat.
That was absolutely Giambi with the thong.
Right. So I guess he told Jeter, hey, if you ever have a slump, you put this on, slump goes away.
That is not that that song, was it?
The exact one.
Are you serious? So Giambi wore it, and then he wore it?
Hey, man, when you're slumping, you're going to do anything to get out of there.
I don't care that much about a game. Oh, hell no.
It's just brass slump?
No.
Really?
I guess it's worth a try.
Yeah, no. Somebody else's ass floss? No.
It sounds like an AJ challenge for the toy drive.
I'll buy one just like it, but I'm not wearing that one.
No, but it's the magical thong. You have to wear it.
Jeter did clarify it was not thong to skin. He had sliding shorts on.
Sure.
Yeah, he wore shorts.
Yeah, sure. Right. That was my thought, too.
Yeah.
He said he put it on, went out. It was the worst slump of his career. Uh-huh. It was a long one in all
He was
of the
getting booed in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
I remember it.
Derek Jeter
getting
booed. So he puts the thong on. He goes out. First pitch, home run.
Really? But what are the guys got the itchies down there?
It gets washed. You wash it.
You get the itchy fluids.
By the way, I looked it up. That was April 29th. The Yankees were in Oakland. The first pitch of the game was a home run by Derek Jeter against Barry Zito.
That's great.
So he was not lying. Like, that actually happened.
So, Chief, there you go. If you ever have a slump in your career,
right, one of
golden thong.
Yeah, America's most wanted. He just needs that extra boost.
Get me the golden thong.
Or a diaper. Either one.
We learn something every day.
Yeah. Not necessarily stuff we want to learn.
He's like,
hey, Chief, thanks for everything you do. Thank your people for us.
Yes.
And we're going to link this stuff up on the radio station website. Moms shouldn't have to worry about putting diapers on their kids.
Right.
Period. Okay.
Or
exactly. We appreciate everything getting us on, getting the message out there. And, you know, I know how generous the tribe is. I know how you guys work. And appreciate anything that anybody can do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chief. Channel 3 weather guy, Scott Haney on. Everyone is focused on what you're saying today.
Yep.
Yes, because it's going to be dangerously cold.
See, when you put it that way.
Yeah, bad, really bad. Like, one of the models is putting out a 37 degree below zero wind chill.
Well, what does that do?
It rips your face off.
Ah, okay.
Oh, all right. So, keep up.
So there's the headline. We got rip your face off weather coming in this weekend.
If I put on a face mask, am I good?
So leave your face inside.
Right. Keep your face in the place.
So why don't you take your face back inside, pack your suitcase.
No, frostbite, exposed skin, frostbite could take over in 10 minutes. It's not good.
Wait, you said 10 minutes. Is it 10 minutes? Is it
like
5
exactly
minutes?
Exactly. If I'm at 7 minutes,
I don't know. I don't know the exact science. But,
right.
You finally stumped.
What is this? 21 questions? What you take what I give you.
Right. Scott says, stay your ass in the house.
For real.
This is when you know he's an icon. He's like, hey, don't give me crap.
Yeah, hey.
Don't ask me questions.
Hey, I'm Scott over here, okay?
Yeah, I'm Scott Haney.
You want to keep your face? You listen to me.
Yeah, I'll send you outside and take your face.
Exactly. You want to keep your face? You listen to me.
Right.
All right?
Wow, I wonder if anyone has to work overnight outside or I'm
it's
guessing.
Be brutal.
You know, we typically do road construction on overnights.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's been canceled.
Ski resorts in like Vermont and Maine and New Hampshire are closing.
But
I saw the one in Connecticut was closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ski Sundown.
Like, I'm not quite sure
which one.
Yeah. Like, it's too cold for us.
But I feel bad for like tow truck drivers. They
yeah, and the band, the only band that the only band that did not get nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has the key song, It's As Cold as Ice, and that would be Foreigner. Once again, rejected.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
They're not in?
No. No.
No,
I think
it's just new weather.
You're the only one on the planet who heard the nominations and said, "Where's Foreigner?"
Right.
Well, exactly.
One of the guys just walked. Someone's talking about us. What?
I'm upset about it.
I could see.
How many songs can you name by Toto? Go.
Africa. Asia.
I'm sorry. I meant Foreigner.
I'm like, why are you saying Toto?
Yeah, it was Foreigner.
I don't know why that just happened.
Were you outside?
Apparently, my brain
99.
Froze off.
You were outside, weren't you, for 10 minutes?
99. No, I'm just kidding. Foreigner, you're as cold as ice.
Good one.
Willing to sacrifice.
The opposite. The opposite. The opposite of cold as ice.
Oh, you're as hot. No, that's Rod Stewart.
What's running through your veins?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Just give me the answer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just give me the answer.
So you got one song.
Hot-Blooded. Now it's up to you.
You're a secret rendezvous.
There you go.
Hot-blooded. I got a fever of 103.
I should move. What?
I love that Scott always takes a chance to sing whenever he can, whether it's on the radio or on TV. I love it.
So, Scott, this is comedian Vince Barry, his first time in studio.
Vince, it's very nice to speak with you.
Likewise, man. Every so often, my mom loves to email you and get a response. She always gets a kick when she gets a response back from
you. Oh, she's the one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, I try to get back to everybody.
That's nuts.
So if she emails me, she's getting a response.
What does your mom email him?
Oh, just like weather stuff and look at the snow in the yard. And I'm sure he gets it from every other woman in their 60s in the whole state of Connecticut. Never threat. Just like the cute weather stuff and it's always some nice response.
Yeah, is your mother up now?
She'd probably listen. She's a crossing guard, so she's probably up right now. She might just be crossing kids and not listening to the radio.
Cold. Did she send your birthday to Scott to read on the air?
Oh, she probably did send my birthday to Scott. She loves doing that stuff.
Yeah, yesterday was Vince's birthday.
Yeah, and that felt like the first time.
Ah, I see what you're doing. Yeah, I see. More foreigner, gotcha.
I Valentine's Day is coming. I just want to know what love is.
Oh, here we go.
He's on Wikipedia right now.
And my mother, she used to sing this, "I've been waiting for a girl like you."
Yeah, your mother.
Your mother did.
And I was like, surprise. Heart of mine has been hurt before. This time I want to be.
Where's the guitar in this song?
They left.
Yeah. Mick Jones, where are you? Plug in, please.
Right. They have a cigarette outside.
We should call Vince's mom.
We should.
Is she going to be?
She's cross guard. So.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, she. Oh, well, you know what? She might be before that. We can, if you want, I can give.
Yeah, you
want
to go?
Yeah,
you want to go hand your phone to, or the number to Phil?
Yeah. All right, great. Right.
Honey?
We have
honey,
Vince's
baby.
Mom right. Talk to Scott Haney.
Ma. Right,
on the radio.
Ma. Why?
All right, we should at some point talk to you about the weather.
Yeah. That'd be helpful.
Yeah, it's going to get really ugly, like tough, like dangerous cold. You got to behave. You got to be careful. You got to try and stay indoors if you can. You know, if you're an outside worker, you got to take frequent breaks inside, and you got to bundle up. No exposed skin. Farmers know what to do. But get lots of extra hay and make sure the water's clean. People keep their rabbits and hutches outside.
Oh,
bring them in.
That's a good one.
Bring them in.
Bring them in.
Cat and your dog.
Right.
Yeah, bring your animals
everybody
in.
Everybody belongs inside.
Yep. I had a rabbit that froze to death.
Oh.
No, you did not. Please tell me that's not true.
Okay, it's not true.
No, it's not true. He's made up.
Oh, my God. Awful.
I
we're
was
talking
six.
About like wind chills 20 to 30 below
wasn't
zero.
I
was
in charge
that's
of this
good.
Stuff.
Right. You're fairly new. Only 6 years old.
No, but that's
old.
A good one.
Yeah. Bring your animals inside, yes.
Your animals.
Grandma, make sure they don't leave in the car.
Don't want to end up like the groundhog.
Right. Mon Dieu. Right.
Poor
exactly. Momo.
And everybody's going to go look at the sunshine and go, oh, my God, it's so nice out. And they're going to go out there and they're going to be like, wow.
So it's going to look nice. Then you go out and not
Yeah, it's
nice.
Going to look nice.
So pretty.
I would say if anyone was asked to work tomorrow outside other than first responders, I think they could probably say no and not get in trouble.
I would.
Or ask for more pay or something like that.
Right. So how bad do you want this?
We're calling.
Right.
Is she on?
But it's going to moderate Saturday. Like tomorrow afternoon, we'll be back in the teens. Not that that's any great.
It'll feel
great
warmer,
news.
Though.
By Sunday, 45.
Yep.
Donna's on the phone. Donna, this is...
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, so
hi,
you're...
Donna.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, Scott Haney's on.
Yes.
Scott Haney here. How are you, Donna?
My favorite weatherman. Good. I'm a little cold out here in the street, but it's good.
Where are you?
I'm a crossing guard at Webster Hill School, best school in West Hartford.
Oh, my God bless you for being outside. Thank God you don't have school. You don't have to work tomorrow, right?
No. We get Saturdays off.
Nice.
Thank God.
Only bad kids.
Yeah, I was telling them how you email Scott and that he's like your favorite weatherman, and you hit the spot exactly. The first thing you said is your favorite weather, no hesitation.
Right. So you back the story up.
I love it.
Yeah.
made my whole day.
And you sing, and you're so entertaining that it's really enjoyable to watch. You're not mundane like some of the other.
Thank you so much.
Not mundane like some of the other ones.
Calling
people.
Them out. Name names, wow. Ma. Name wow. names.
Ruth?
Your mom's name is Donna.
Yes.
Isn't there a song?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a song?
Oh, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah? Scott, do you know that one?
I don't know that one. Oh, Donna.
Nope. I had a girl, and Donna was her name.
Yes. Richie Valens.
Yes.
Is it me or is this a mess right now?
It's a mess, yeah.
Okay. Talking about unnecessary remakes.
Yep.
Joe Myers, movie guy, is on the phone. Comedian Vince Barry in studio. We're going to link up to his stuff on the radio station website. He's also a ring announcer for a local wrestling deal.
Cool.
And they have a thing coming up in March, and we'll link all that up. All right, so, Joe, you went through your list. You want to give us what you gave so far?
Yeah, I had Godfather 3, and I had Staying Alive, More American Graffiti, Speed 2, Cruise Control. And for 5, I had to come up with a tie. 2 turkeys based on really big 70s movies. The Two Jakes was the sequel to Chinatown. Horrible movie. Nicholson did it, but it's been long forgotten. It came out in 1990. The other one I picked was Exorcist 2, The Heretic.
Ooh, yes.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Repossession.
Horrible.
Yes. Repossession. Yeah.
The only one who came back for that was Linda Blair, and Richard Burton made a fool of himself in it. It's a horrendous movie.
Yeah,
God,
he was dying anyway.
Terrible.
So, you know.
Exorcist 3 is really good, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Exorcist 3 was, yeah, that they brought it back for 3. That's an interesting point, Vince. Yeah. That's
I bought the tape,
one.
How to Exercise at Home.
I don't remember 2. I don't think I saw it.
I felt like hell.
What happens in 2?
People have. She's, like, tested at a psychiatric facility. Louise Fletcher plays the leading lady.
Oh, my God, Louise Fletcher?
Richard Burton is like... He's replaced Max von Sydow, you know, as the priest who's trying to perform an exorcism. It opened and closed so quickly in 1977 that a lot of people have never seen it. And as Vince said, Exorcist 3 is good, and that just sort of took that spot in terms of streaming and cable. No one watches 2.
The Wikipedia entry says James Earl Jones is in that?
Yes.
As the devil?
Yes, small part, small part.
Yeah, he was like a doctor in Africa
really,
that got possessed or something.
Yeah, he's a right. I think he's Darth Vader.
There are crazy scenes in Africa with like a locust invasion. It's almost incoherent.
Wow.
That sounds bad.
That's where he goes, I can't believe
it. And it's not one of those that it's so bad it's fun. It's just so bad you want to turn it off.
Right, so bad it's bad.
You laugh at it, yeah.
Is it even scary or is it just like boring?
No, it's boring. It's not scary. And you basically can't figure out in many places what the heck is going on.
Well, it's an answer to how can we make more money off of this
right.
name
totally.
And not
totally.
How can we make a really good movie that complements the first one.
No, we just want the name.
Absolutely.
Draw folks like flies.
Yeah. They did that with The Exorcist a couple times because they actually did an Exorcist 4 in like the early 2000s, the mid-2000s, and then they remade the same movie like a couple years later with a different cat, and it's still terrible. Both versions are terrible.
Right.
Why do you know so much about The Exorcist?
I know a lot about terrible movies. I'm so glad I'm on this break with Joe right now.
Really?
And you know, I must mention that this fall there is a new Exorcist trilogy with Alan Burstyn by the guy who did the recent Halloween trilogy. So I don't know what that's going to be, but Alan Burstyn did sign on for it.
She's weird. She's like slipped part of her face bad.
But the Halloween trilogy I thought was pretty bad, so I don't have high hopes for this.
Ruth texted me that there was a Titanic 2.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was Arnold in it?
It was called a mockumentary.
A mockumentary, okay.
I'm sorry. A mockbuster.
Oh, no.
Mockbuster.
I never saw that.
Instead of a blockbuster,
it's
a mockbuster.
It's like not another teen movie or whatever.
I can picture, like, you know, like they find the Titanic, they go down to a submarine, they find a civilization of people who were in, like, the steerage are living in this big bubble, and they're, like, eating the food that was on the ship that's how they're surviving, but they're in this big air pocket.
How long after the original sinking?
Just since it happened.
James Cameron
been
goes down
the whole time.
So we go down there.
Right, they've been living the whole time. The
yeah, but wouldn't they be like 200 years old? Like
no,
how,
no, no. Well, they breed
they
since then. They've had children.
Oh, they had children.
Right, right.
Oh,
right.
So there's a lost civilization right. living in the Titanic.
Right, right. The steerage people. You know?
What would they look like living under all that underwater
pale,
pressure?
Like, almost like
mutant.
Mushrooms. Yeah, almost like mutants. Kind of, yeah, they would. Yeah. And they'd have to be like that. Obviously, they'd be wearing like really bad clothes because they'd be using hand-me-downs. The person who died. Yeah, you know, so okay, I'm wearing this person. They're all dressed like in old time clothes that don't fit quite right.
Yeah, I would say that's AJ.
I would say that's a dumb idea, but you know they're making other moves.
Seriously,
yeah, it's not as bad.
I don't care if it fails the box office. Just give me some cash.
Absolutely, get on the phone, AJ.
I could will do. Who am I going to call? Bellevue.
Bellevue. Chaz and AJ.
I saw that movie,
Titanic 2.
Oh my God, really? Wow, I said it as a joke.
The one guy who saw it.
What?
Are you the filmmaker?
Okay, why?
Yeah, we had the director.
He hung up.
Oh. He didn't want to. He just admitted and left. I saw that movie, guy. Gotta go by. And he jumped.
I just want to see if there's a...
Titanic 2, wow. I just said it as a joke. They
I want to see
it?
If there's a trailer.
Oh, wow.
No ship in history as famous as the Titanic. It, of course, famously sank on her maiden voyage on April 15th, 1912. Just 710 passengers were saved, while 1,496 people perished.
Here's a story.
It was, by all accounts, an enormous tragedy and has become infamously known around the world. The story since...
Okay, you're boring.
It sounds like a school project.
Yeah. How do you make something so iconic so boring?
Well, they just told you.
Really?
You.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, here we go.
Wait.
All right. Oh, I got ready. Music.
Is there anyone alive up there?
1912, history was
made. You are now 5,000 miles from land. And you're descending 7 miles to the bottom of the ocean.
This might be what you were saying, AJ.
The ocean diamond. We spent weeks searching for it. She dropped it in the ocean. Now, we're going back.
My God.
All right, so the divers are going down underwater.
Okay. They can't. Give me a line of the
crust. They see Jack's face in a crust.
Oh! What you people discovered is bigger than we ever thought possible.
When you're bored in a trailer, it's not a good sign.
No,
like the Jack's face, though, that's pretty funny.
49 seconds into 3 minutes.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
Wow. I wonder what happens now. I'm kind of curious.
Are you?
What happens?
No, look what we're wearing.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
As we thought.
everybody here is in a Joy Division t-shirt. But by the way.
All the kids are wearing them.
Shirt, the real version of that shirt at Urban Outfitters is $40.
Wow.
My daughter has a Joy Division t-shirt that's like $40.
Wow.
And they sell hoodies. They're $80. That design, because the design is super cool, is what sells the shirt, I think.
Oh, okay.
The design's cool. And there's like parody shirts using that design. I'm not making this up. This is real. I'm not crazy.
No, of course not.
No, that's not the crazy
When you
part.
Have to say you're not crazy.
Yeah.
When you're shouting, it makes you sound crazy.
There is a club in Los Angeles called Club Underground. And tonight is the Smiths versus Joy Division night. They're only going to play Smiths and Joy Division songs for people to dance to.
Wow.
How about that? If we lived in Los Angeles, we could all go. It'd be so fun.
Is that on your top five list? Things to do this weekend?
No, I do. That is the top five, but we're not going to make it to Los Angeles.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Chaz and AJ, The Water Doctor, Boss Keith, Top Five.
Listen to that fancy production.
Hey, man.
That's where we pay the big money for.
Thank you, Water Doctor.
Both dollars.
All right. So it's the second worst month of the year. Welcome to it. But nice. I have thoughts on what this weekend can be all about.
What is the first?
January.
Oh.
Because it's a long cold hell.
Yes.
This is a shorter cold hell.
Right.
And then it's November, then it's December, and then March is the...
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how I do it. So, okay, Christmas and Thanksgiving are so fun, but it's still cold and a hell. I don't know what my ranking would be if we lived in San Diego. It would be different, I guess.
It's funny. When it's sunny, do you go outside?
No. I'm more of an inside movie person, but I just, I mean, today is stupid. And tomorrow, tomorrow's, it's part of the top five.
Okay, got it.
Right.
So number five. Oh,
God. We haven't done, we did a nice thing. We put the shirts on. He's still getting crazy.
Does anyone listening have a boss who, when you breathe, they just get annoyed?
Right.
Okay, so the Grammys are Sunday night. I hate the Grammys. Now, I'll certainly...
I hate the Grammys.
Now, I'll certainly watch. Harry Styles is performing. I think he's a star. But beyond that, we can all reconvene on Monday and be like AJ's Facebook page. Not enough rock bands. Why didn't Iron Maiden play? Who was this person? Insert name of giant top 40 star that no one knows.
My friends don't sound like
That's exactly what your Facebook page will say. Do it. I want you as an experiment on Sunday, on Monday morning when you get here. What did you think of the Grammys on your personal Facebook?
Okay.
And then it will be, I thought it sucked. Why did blank play? Where was Iron Maiden? Where was Judas Priest? There's no rock bands anymore. No one can sing. That's what it's going to be.
Have you seen my friends look like? I may not want to do that.
But my real problem with the Grammys, besides the performances, is the awards. So they give away like four awards, and none of them make any sense. Because Record of the Year is different than Song of the Year, because one's for the writers and one's for the performers, and it's confusing. It should just be, here's the best song of the year, and everyone involved wins. Here's the best album. Uh-oh, nobody makes albums anymore, so we won't do that award. It should be that. But it's not. It's confusing in the performances or whatever, and ugh, I'll watch it.
They had this moment where they were like, okay, let's pair people together that normally aren't together. And I think there was a Elton John and a Lady Gaga performance, and there were a bunch. I thought, wow, they figured it out.
Yeah. Some of them worked, definitely.
Some of them were really cool. I think Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen did one year. They did. They covered London Calling. It was awesome.
It's great.
But... you won't watch it, but if you do watch it, you'll say, Keith's right. These awards make no sense. These performances are sort of whatever. And then, like I said, AJ's Facebook, where's the rock bands? I want it. I need it. Okay. You have to do it.
Okay. AJ's just going to be listening to this.
The people need Rainbow. I actually don't hate that. Of all the songs AJ likes that I hate, like that one's actually kind of okay.
That one's a great song.
It's 70s. Excellent.
That's the 70s?
Yeah. 79.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like that garbage 80s stuff you like. It sounds different.
Like the Angry Jackal.
Right. Right. I Stand Alone is a great song.
Right. Mm. But Ugly Kid Joe Neighbors is
awesome.
Not a great song.
Oh, that's a great song.
It is. Ugly Kid Joe.
That's me entering your neighborhood.
Ugly Kid Joe is a band that should have been forgotten with time, which they have, except for you.
Right.
And if they are remembered, it should be the one hit. I Hate Everything About You. That's the hit.
My
whatever
intro,
this song is,
my
it's
intro
not a hit.
For every song this wins me, my boss hates this song.
Is this Neighbors?
It's Neighbor, yeah.
Neighbor, sorry.
I like Ugly Kid Joe too.
Thank you.
From
Madman is a great song.
Are you naming Ugly Kid Joe deep cuts?
Yes.
I mean, listen. The takeaway with this, by the way, guys, is this song is from 1992. When this music is over, this is the Nirvana Pearl Jam years, and this band says, like, no, hair metal still matters. Oh, by the way, it doesn't. Like, this is garbage. It's a garbage song. It's a garbage song, and you know it is.
Where's that heart monitor?
Number four. We have a list to get to.
Right.
Number four. Yeah.
Right.
All right, you could spend the weekend celebrating Tom Brady's life.
No.
Yes, you can.
He's not dead.
So what I did yesterday is I watched highlights of Tom Brady and all the Super Bowl wins. And I have to wait to pick up my daughter from cheerleading. So I'm just in the car waiting, watching these videos. And she gets in the car and she goes, are you crying? And I don't know if I was crying.
No, but I was crying.
I was certainly teary-eyed. Some of these guys, you know, Pat's Pulpit on Twitter, Tom Brady highlights on Twitter, do a great job putting things together.
The Patriots had a good one, too, on their Instagram.
The Patriots one is unbelievable. To the point where I said to her, I said, you should watch this with me. And she goes, Dad, we're good. And I hope so. But it's got, like, audio. It's wonderful.
I hear Cats in the Cradle by Ugly Joe right now.
Okay, so we'll allow that one as a fake hit, too. Cats in the Cradle by Ugly Joe was also a fake hit. So that's two. But anyway, I think all of you, and also this is the week of all the Super Bowl anniversaries of the Patriots, so there's a lot of stuff happening with Patriots anniversaries if you want to really celebrate.
Oh, fun.
It would be excellent. Number three.
I'm good,
like the world's worst cruise director.
Number three. It's going to be negative outside, negative temperatures.
It's negative inside right now.
Scott Haney and the Groundhogs seem to agree.
Yes.
So tonight, I guess, in my town, it's going to be negative 10. Is that what he said? Negative 36 at one
point? The wind.
Yeah, with the wind. With the wind, yeah.
And we had it good. It was like 50-degree days in January. The sun was shining, no snowstorm, and then Mother Nature says, oh, no, welcome to hell, February. So tonight I want to go to Tomato Joe's and have a giant calzone. This is a restaurant near where I live. And the calzones
to weigh you down for the wind?
Right, to get me ready.
Keep them anchored.
But the issue is getting from the parking lot to the restaurant. Scott Haney said if you're outside for 10 minutes, you're going to get frostbite on your face.
How far are we going to park?
Well, it gets very crowded. Those calzones are excellent. Okay. They get a line.
Let me drop you off.
Right. So I'll be with the children.
I'll drop you off.
So the question becomes, do I drop the children off and then I go park? That's the right thing to do, right?
Hmm.
Right, but they got to suffer too. They make me live in this hell. I should be in California.
Where did my kids go? Anyone see my kids?
Right.
Well, there was that van. Right.
You give them an option. You watch the Tom Brady videos and me cry, and I drop you off. See, otherwise, we all walk outside.
That's not
a threat.
Number three, breakfast buffets. So February suck month. What are you going to do? You want to overeat. This is the month to overeat. And the best way to do this, because they're back, is the Sunday brunch buffet. Now, if you have hipster pals, you want to go to regular brunch, but I hate regular brunch. That's just like ordering a meal at 11, like getting a burger at 11. Uh-huh. I don't want that. I want brunch buffet where you can have 18 peel and eat shrimp and 7 slices
of dessert.
Of turkey. Oh, it's great. And I did some research for the first time like ever for this bit. There are 4 great ones: Water's Edge, La Luna, The Library, and Hub and Spoke, that are like sort of in our listening area. Those are 4 brunch buffets that are back, and they're open, and they sound delicious.
The Library is definitely a thing.
It's in Wallingford,
it's a
right?
thing.
It's in Wallingford.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always get kicked out of the library when I eat there.
But think about all the... So you gotta pace yourself. So you start with the breakfasts, and you get to make your own omelet. Then you take a breather, and then you go to the carving station and have your lunch portion, and then a breather, and then you have your desserts, and then you make one more final round of shrimp cocktail. It's a perfect Sunday.
Oh, you ain't walking to the car at all.
It's a perfect winter Sunday brunch buffets.
I used to bring young Chaz to one on Sunday, and I wouldn't eat again until Monday night.
Perfect.
That's how full I was.
Right. That's how you got to do it.
Hate food. Okay.
And the number one thing...
Like, did they need to stuff the French toast? Like, French toast was fine on its own. We don't need to stuff more into it.
I don't know. Oh, it's so good. So if anybody wants to join me, I'm available for a brunch buffet on Sunday. The number one thing to do, we have left dryuary. Welcome to wetuary. February is wetuary.
Wetuary.
It's wetuary, the month of February. So you have no excuse not to have multiple Coors Lights, or in AJ's case, martinis in the garage. And then in March, then you do this all the way to March, and then you switch to Guinness because it's like St. Patrick's month. But yes, tonight, wetuary, think of me at 8 o'clock. I will have a sea hag in this giant calzone. It will be an amazing evening.
I don't want to think of you in wetuary.
It's wetuary. It's wetuary, Phil. So celebrate accordingly.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the 99.1 PLR.